Summary of the Ministry of Disabled People, Faikaha 2024/2025 Annual Report. Adapted in 2025 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People. Our context. About 1 in 6 New Zealanders, approximately 851,000 people, are disabled, and the Ministry of Disabled People, Faikaha, serves all people with impairments, recognising that not everyone identifies with the term disabled, including deaf communities and Turi Māori. You can find the full document in PDF and Word version here. Click on the link https://tinyurl.com/faikaha-reports. The full document is not available in alternate formats online, but is available upon request. Our values. 1. Mana taurite. Equity drives us. 2. Mana kaha. We strengthen and support. And 3. Mana tihura. We explore and learn. Our leaders are 1. Paula Tesoriero, Chief Executive. 2. Jenny Baddeley, Deputy Chief Executive, Strategy and Enablement. 3. Ben O'Meara, Deputy Chief Executive, Policy and Insights. 4. Rebecca Elvey, Deputy Chief Executive, Outreach and Innovation. And 5. Ranelle Baker, Kohoutu, Chief Advisor Māori. Our establishment as a standalone public service department. The ministry was established in July 2022 and became a standalone public service department in December 2024, following a government review of disability support services, with a mission to partner with disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori, their whānau, Māori and government to improve independence and outcomes. How we drive for impact. The Ministry's work is guided by the vision of disabled people thriving in New Zealand with the purpose of driving meaningful change alongside disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori and their whānau through a stewardship role that builds relationships across government and embeds disability expertise and lived experience into public services and policy. Initial Performance Framework. The Ministry has begun developing a performance framework to monitor its activities as a standalone department, with progress and operations assessed against key components outlined in the report. Our vision. Disabled people thriving in New Zealand. Our purpose. Driving real and meaningful change with disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori and their whānau. Our strategic outcomes. 1. Accessibility. 2. Education. 3. Employment. 4. Health. 5. Housing. And 6. Justice. Our strategic outcomes are the high-level areas we want to influence because they will help achieve our vision of disabled people thriving in New Zealand. We are establishing system-level measures to understand whether we are influencing our strategic outcomes. Our stewardship functions. 1. System leadership and societal change. 2. Strategic policy. 3. System level monitoring. 4. Disability information and advice. And 5. Building relationships between government and disabled people. Our work programs. 1. The New Zealand Disability Strategy Refresh. 2. The New Zealand Sign Language NZSL Strategy Refresh. 3. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD response. 4. Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care response. 5. Accessibility Work Program. 6. Creating Employment Opportunities for Disabled People. And 7. Reshaping Our Ministry. Progress on our strategic intentions. Link to our strategic intentions that has all alternate formats is, click on the link, https://tinyurl.com/mod-strategy. Faikaha's strategic outcomes aim to reduce barriers and improve equity for disabled people across 6 key areas. 1. Accessibility. We are working to remove barriers that prevent disabled people from participating fully in society, with a focus on improving access to buildings, transport, services and information. Progress in this area will enable greater independence and dignity. 2. Education. Our efforts target reducing disparities in attendance, participation and achievement for disabled learners. Improved education outcomes will support lifelong learning, confidence and social inclusion. 3. Employment. We are addressing systemic and societal barriers to employment, aiming to increase workforce participation and income equity for disabled people. Better employment outcomes will enhance financial independence and well-being. 4. Health. We are focused on improving access to health services and reducing unmet needs, with the goal of closing the gap in physical, mental, and social health outcomes between disabled and non-disabled people. 5. Housing. Our work supports access to safe, suitable, and accessible housing, which is essential for health, independence, and community participation. Reducing housing deprivation will improve overall quality of life. And 6. Justice. We are working to ensure disabled people are treated fairly and safely within the justice system with improved protections, legal support, and responsiveness. This will reduce victimisation and promote equitable justice outcomes. Assessment of operations. Implementing the government's priorities. The government targets are 9 targets the government has set to improve the results that public services are achieving. They are intended to be achieved by 2030. There is strong alignment between the government's targets and our 6 strategic outcomes, as well as the priority outcome areas for the New Zealand Disability Strategy Refresh. Information about the government targets can be found on the DPMC website. Click on the link https://www.dpmc.gov.nz/our-programs/government-targets. Our education strategic outcome contributes to Target 6, increased student attendance, and Target 7, more students at expected curriculum levels. Our employment strategic outcome contributes to Target 5, fewer people on the job seeker support benefit. Our health strategic outcome contributes to Target 1, shorter stays in emergency departments, and Target 2, shorter wait times for treatments. Our housing strategic outcome contributes to Target 8, fewer people in emergency housing. Our justice strategic outcome contributes to Target 3, reduced child and youth offending, and Target 4, reduced violent crime. Activity to fulfil ministry stewardship functions. In August 2024, Cabinet confirmed Faikaha's transition to a standalone public service department and agreed 5 stewardship functions: system leadership and societal change, strategic policy, system level monitoring, disability information and advice, and building relationships between government and disabled people, which guide the ministry's work to improve outcomes for disabled people. Ministry work programs. The New Zealand Disability Strategic Refresh. The ministry-led cross-agency work to refresh the New Zealand Disability Strategy, securing cabinet agreement on 5 priority outcome areas and engaging with disability groups and working groups to support its development ahead of the December 2025 launch. The New Zealand Sign Language Strategy Refresh. We worked with the NZSL Board to refresh the New Zealand Sign Language Strategy, achieving key milestones including cabinet approval and national engagement to strengthen the use of NZSL and guide inclusive practices across government ahead of its late 2025 launch. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD response. We coordinated cross-agency efforts to meet New Zealand's commitments under the UNCRPD, following the government's acceptance of 30 recommendations and partial adoption of 17 others from the 2022 review, and supported transparency by publishing progress actions on the Ministry of Justice's Human Rights Monitor. Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care Response. We contributed to the cross-agency response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care by leading work to develop options for improving the care safety system for disabled people following the release of the final report in July 2024. Accessibility Work Program. We advanced accessibility by stabilising the Alternate Formats service, which was successfully transitioned from MSD. We also partnered with the Department of Internal Affairs to build inclusive communication capability across government and progressing initiatives in digital inclusion, transport equity, emergency planning and electoral accessibility, while also establishing an accessibility advisory group and supporting awareness-raising projects and events to promote consistent, lived experience-driven accessibility nationwide. Creating employment opportunities for disabled people. We worked with the Public Service Commission to advance a 2024 to 2026 employment plan that promotes inclusive recruitment, builds disability confidence, and strengthens data practices while expanding its focus to include private sector collaboration and supporting key milestones such as the development of inclusive recruitment guidance and participation in the 2025 Disability Inclusive Pathways Conference. Reshaping our ministry. We completed a major organisational transformation to support its role as a standalone public service department, including developing a new operating model, restructuring governance and leadership, recruiting for the new structure, and establishing corporate policies and processes, with structural changes finalised in May 2025. Organisational health and capability. Systems and processes. Following its establishment as a standalone public service department, FIKAHA implemented a new organisational structure and operating model through its Reshaping Our Ministry program, adapting systems, processes and policies to reflect its size and responsibilities, including operating with a smaller, more generalist workforce. Long-term capability and people. FIKAHA's new organisational structure and operating model aim to strengthen core capabilities, including disability knowledge, policy, research and enabling functions, and will be considered mature when the Ministry is recognised as a trusted, influential contributor across government, demonstrating inclusive engagement, systems thinking and evidence-based impact aligned with Te Tiriti o Waitangi and public sector priorities. Māori Crown Relationships Capability. FIKAHA is committed to strengthening Māori Crown relations by embedding te reo Māori and tikanga into its daily practices, supporting staff engagement with Māori perspectives and demonstrating leadership commitment. Reflected in strong staff agreement in the 2025 Te Tōnaki Public Service Census. Legislation that the Ministry administers. The Ministry administers the New Zealand Sign Language Act 2006. Contact FIKAHA. 1. Call us on 0800 FIKAHA, spelled WHAIKAHA, or 0800 942 452 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays. 2. Click on the link contact at fikaha.govt.nz. And 3. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay service, www.nzrelay.co.nz.